Good morning, everybody. You know, I remember when I was in certain classes and when I was much younger going to school, every once in a while a instructor or a professor or a teacher would say that I expect class participation today. So today I'm going to warn you. I'm going to expect assembly participation today in my message to you today. So when I put my hands out like this, you'll know what to say. Are you ready? This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Well, you guys are good. Thank you. That's going to happen two more times, and you should know the answers to the next two. They're pretty simple. You know, as we celebrate this day on the Good Shepherd, it kind of reminds me a lot of our calling in life and how God challenges us in so many ways to listen to the Good Shepherd, to allow his voice to be heard not only in our ears but to take root in our heart, our soul, and our mind. And as I reflected upon this a little bit, I looked at several things here today in these readings which I would like to open up for all of us today. And I want to begin with that first reading which is taken from the Acts of the Apostles. And of course it has to do with Peter. And we heard in the very, very first verse in that reading today, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said. That's very, very key. It's very, very key because it's a sign that Peter was listening to the Good Shepherd, that Peter was taking it all in. And you know, for 3 years, as he journeyed with Jesus Christ, he was listening intently, but it didn't always take root with Peter. It took him time. And sometimes that's the way it is with us too. But the important thing is that it did take root. In fact, we go back to Peter's life. Here's Peter in the very, very beginning. He's on a boat. And Jesus looks at him and says, "Hey, Peter, I want to make you a fisher of men. Follow me." And Peter did. He followed him. There was another time when there was a storm, and all these guys, the apostles, were in this boat, and they were nervous as all heck, okay? And all of a sudden, Jesus comes walking on the water. Of course, the water was calm at that time, and what did Jesus do? He invites Peter to walk out, take a step out of that boat and walk on the water. Peter was reluctant, but he did. And he walked on the water until he took his eyes off of Christ. He looked down, and then he began to sink. And Jesus stretched his hand out, grabbed him, pulled him right up, and walked him right back into the boat. There was another time in Peter's life where he actually denied Jesus 3 times, the day that Jesus died. Jesus predicted to Peter, "Peter, you're going to do this." Peter said, "It'll never happen." But it did. And the third time he denied him, actually Jesus looked at him in his eyes. And no doubt, Peter felt about as small as he could possibly be when he did this. There was another time in Scripture where we had the transfiguration, and Peter was there on up on that mountain, and Peter looked at everything going on over there with, and he said, "You know, Jesus, I'm going to build you some tents." And Jesus says, "That's not necessary right now." But Jesus did something very, very unique and special and powerful in our reading that we heard today. And in order to get the full aspect of this on him following the Good Shepherd, we need to have a full understanding as to what happened here. Peter and John are out preaching the good word. This is about 2 weeks after Pentecost. If you want to put this into a timeline, that's when this reading actually takes place. So Jesus has already been crucified. He rose from the dead. He's gone. He's given him the Holy Spirit. That's why we hear in the very beginning of this reading, Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit. So they're out preaching. And all of a sudden, they come across this crippled man. And everybody's watching what was going on, and they are just amazed at his teaching skills and what's going on. They can't believe that here's Peter and John. They are preaching just the way Jesus did. They were so powerful and so precise and so loving and caring. But Peter walks up to this crippled man, and he says to this crippled man, he says, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be healed." And the man stood up. And all those who witnessed this were amazed at what took place. Well, by now, all the leaders and rulers in Jerusalem, Caiaphas and Annas and Alexandra and John and all the rest of those, they are getting perplexed. They're getting concerned as to what's going on. So what do? They arrested Peter and John that night, and they put them in jail. And they spent the whole night in jail. In the meantime, they're trying to convene. What are we going to do with these guys? They've got a following going on. There are thousands of people that are beginning to follow Jesus Christ in his heart, because Peter and John are proclaiming that he rose from the dead. And now he's cured a crippled man. And that's where the reading takes place here today. Again, we hear this. This is where this all takes place when we have this first reading here today. Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit, and then he goes on. And now the leaders are beginning to question him. But you know, Peter is so strong here right now. You know, you talk about a man who listened to the Good Shepherd, who comprehended the Good Shepherd, who took it in his heart. This is where it took place. After they got out of jail, they're in front of all these leaders, and they're challenging him and questioning him. And of course, Peter says to them, and he quotes scripture all the way from Isaiah, all the way from Psalm 118. We sang it today. That was our sung psalm response today. And what does Peter say? He said he reminded all the leaders that he is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. So what does that mean for us? What did that mean in our scriptures here today? Well, the stone was the Messiah, Jesus Christ. He is the stone, but they rejected him. He was rejected by you, and they would say the builders, or who are the builders? They are the Jewish people. Those are the people who were building up their church the way they thought they should build up their church. That's what they were doing. But what they didn't know, what they didn't follow, was Jesus' new way of loving others, loving God, and making disciples. They weren't willing to accept Jesus. It was the same leaders that Peter was talking to this day that crucified the Lord several weeks prior. The same group of guys. But Peter brought those words back. And when he brought those words back and reminded them, it was in Jesus' way of putting this whole aspect into Peter's mind, yes, I am the Good Shepherd. Follow me. And Peter did exactly what he was supposed to do. All the times he was confused on what to say or what to do, this time Peter didn't miss the mark. He did it exactly what God asked him. And you know, it's so interesting to hear this, because you know, as we go through life, there comes a time too when we're called to have Jesus Christ as the cornerstone in our life. That's what happened to Peter that day. And he proclaimed it. He acknowledged the fact that Jesus Christ was his cornerstone, and this is the way we're called to live. You know, it's kind of interesting, because Peter did something kind of unique that day. Let me illustrate it this way. Just this past week, I had a chance to be part of a hearing for the state of Wisconsin for the unemployment division. And a couple of our employees were involved in this, but I wasn't. But I'm listening to this whole thing, and I told my managers, I says, they are going to swear you in. They said, okay. So we had this conference over the phone in several different places. Everybody was involved, and sure enough, the person who was leading this particular suit, okay, I'm going to swear you in. So my manager answered the questions. So the agent says, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
So help me God.
That's what I didn't hear. That was missing. That was not part of it. The reason I share that with you is that day when Peter was in front of the Sanhedrin, That day when he was in front of all those rulers, he put the cornerstone, Jesus Christ, into the legal system, into the judicial system, into the ways we're called to bring God into making all decisions in our life. And now we're in a world where we're beginning to take it out. I find that alarming. I'm concerned about that. That's something we all need to pray. If there is a place to have the cornerstone of Jesus Christ, it should be in our legal system. You all answered that question perfectly. Why is it missing? We need to bring that back. If we're going to follow the Good Shepherd and listen to his ways, let's allow that Good Shepherd to influence, to make a difference in our world, to allow the cornerstone to be in all of our lives. If you go back to that second reading here today from 1 John, God reminds us that we are all children of God. And if we're going to be children of God, we should be following that Good Shepherd. We should allow him to lead us, and we should be bowing down to him and giving him thanks and praise. And at the same time, make a commitment to our own selves that our Lord Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of our lives. Yes, Peter. Peter grew. He grew in his faith. He grew in his love and his majesty for his God. And he finally realized that he needed to take that word of God and put it out there in the marketplace. Do it with conviction. Do it with compassion. Do it with courage. And never stop. And that's what Peter did. And that's exactly what we're called to do as well. We're called to follow the Good Shepherd. He leads us. He's asking us to accept him, that he will be the cornerstone in our life to make decisions for all of God's people. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And with that, we say praise to the Lord Jesus Christ, and may he always be the cornerstone of our lives. Thanks be to God.